There are a lot of things in life we can and should plan for. Our kids' educations, weddings, and certainly our retirement. There are also things we cannot plan for. Unforeseen prolonged illnesses, losing our home to a fire, the death of a loved one. But that we nonetheless need to be prepared for. Hi, this is Steve Zabriskie on Radio Daddy-O with Your Money. A healthy money financial approach should reflect preparation for both what we can plan for and what we need to be prepared for. Certainly, planning for retirement should be at or near the top of the list. However, according to a recent survey, at least 25% of Americans don't have a retirement savings strategy. That's disturbing, and there are a number of reasons, but most of them center around some type of fear. Fear of making a mistake, fear of the stock market, fear of the unknown due to a lack of knowledge, and even fear of just making a decision. Many say that they're so fearful that they choose to just ignore the issue. There's no question that, especially initially, the whole thing can be somewhat intimidating. How much will I need for retirement? How much should I be setting aside? Where should I put my money? Even, how do I begin? If you feel you have to have all the answers before you can get started, you're wrong. Just get started. And the sooner the better. There's no one perfect retirement plan because we're all different. It's different for everyone. I'd venture to say that your lifestyle and your goals are different than mine, and yours and mine are also different than those of your next-door neighbors. So get some basic knowledge, preferably from a registered financial professional, and start doing something. Maybe start with something as simple as putting a percentage of your paycheck into a savings account each month. Or if your employer offers a 401k plan, setting up a direct deposit into your account. If they don't, you can also establish your own IRA, individual retirement account, and contribute to it. Just make sure whoever you work with works in your best interests rather than his or her own. That's one of the best ways to take care of your money.